There is the full time whistle. It's all over here at McCool Park in Balmafay, and it's ended in a 2-14 to 11.1 for Kilcar, as Kilcar return to the semi-finals of the Donegal Senior Club Championship with a 9-point victory against their neighbours Killybegs in the south of the county derby here under the lights in Ballybuffet. Well, the story of the game at half time, Kilcar were leading against Killybegs by 2-8 to 5 points. At that stage, it was a 9-point game as well, and the big scores in that half came from the goals. Andrew McLean and Patrick McBertie were the men that got those goals in the opening 12 minutes. McLean on 8 minutes and Patrick McBertie in the 12th minute. Owen McHugh, Andrew and Matthew McLean were also on the score sheet in the first half, and back-to-back points from Stephen McBertie gave them that 9-point cushion at the break. Hugh McFadden scored a couple in the first half, but really at that stage of the game we knew that it was going to be a tall order for Killybegs to get back into the tie. Well, in that second half they made a real go of it, and in particular the opening 18 minutes. We had to wait 18 minutes before Kilcar scored, but up until that, 5 unanswered points by Killybegs, 4 of which came from Hugh McFadden, and that reduced the deficit to 2-9 to 10 points. But then Kilcar started to find a bit of rhythm after the introduction of Michael Higgerty. And there were scores in that closing quarter from Andrew McLean, who we're watching here getting the man of the match performance. Kieran McGinley actually scored 3 of the second half points for Kilcar. Mark McHugh chipped in as well, and Patrick McBertie got a score too. But in the end, it was comprehensive enough, and as Kilcar rallied through that period where Killybegs started to put the pressure on them, a 9.1 in the end, 2-14 to 11. Killybegs bow out of the championship. Kilcar are going to the last 4, where they will join St Unan's in the hat for the draw tomorrow evening. So Martin, your assessment of that game in the latter half, Killybegs did put it up to Kilcar, but really it was the goals that was the foundation to the victory in the first half.
Yeah, the goals the first half, and they were both on turnovers in Killybegs, so they'd be disappointed with that. Killybegs would be happy enough, you know, with their performance tonight, you know, considering, you know, they've come up from Division 2 to Division 1, that was an important thing, got to the quarter final and put up a good performance considering coming from Division 2 tonight, you know. And from Kilcar's point of view, the good thing about it is there's a lot of work, and I mean, maybe they were unbeaten in the league and all the games in the league, and then the easy enough group in the championship and everything else. They needed a game, they needed this here, to assess it, to see where they're at and everything else. And that performance there will not be good enough to beat any of the teams that will be in the semi-final from their point of view. So look, they'll be happy enough, Kilcar, to get over the line, but they'll have to improve. Killybegs said will be happy enough, and listen, it was an enjoyable enough game considering everything. Killybegs definitely put it up to that end, but the 2 goals were the big difference. And it's great to see Andrew McLean. He's a great player sometimes that doesn't get enough credit that he deserves, and he had a great match today, and I'm very happy for Andrew that his performance, he's picked up man of the match with all the big stars playing for Kilcar and everything else. He gets the man of the match. I think that,
and he's part of a young group that play very, very pacey football, Martin, and that was evident in the first half.
Yeah, and so, you know, we look at it, maybe people say the pitch was heavy a bit, but they did break well. I was asking Oshie McConville, who's here with RTE, and just saying he couldn't believe the pace of Kilcar the way they break, but that's what they're good at. Now the one thing is, I thought maybe they broke through the centre too much and they didn't get enough wood to the wings that to me they would need maybe more woods on the way they play and everything else to have a bit of space. But look at, they'll be from their point of view, they'll be happy enough. They're true. Unions was very, very impressive performance in Unions today. You consider that people will say that Milford, you know, will be there in that league. I mean, they were in Division 1 this year, where Killybegs were in Division 2. So look at it's all to play for. The good thing is that you're in the hat. The important thing in Kilcar's point of view is being in the hat. The important thing in Killybegs' point of view is that, you know, they have a young team and they're coming, and it's definitely great. It's great to see Killybegs coming up. They'll be in the Division 1 this year, you know, and we're going to have great fun down the South West Division 1. You know, you have Ardrahan in Division 1, you have Glenties in Division 1, you have Kilcar and Killybegs in Division 1, so it's great. That's what we want. We want down there, great football. So great from Killybegs' point of view. And I think the good thing about it is they got away really well tonight, and they'll be happy enough to get away and start preparing for next year. From Kilcar's point of view, as I said, they're going to need improvement. But in saying that, it was great to get Michael Higgerty back in the field, and he made a big difference. Hard to believe. You know, people talk about players different age. Michael Higgerty's 40 years of age, and that performance out there. Conor McShane's 39. So look, I'd have to give them 2 players credit. You know, and I said, well, you need all that experience. So anyway, a lot of work to do from Kilcar's point of view, and from there. But I mean, the happy thing is you're in the hat, and that's important.